If you have your Bibles real quick, you can stand, you can sit, whatever y'all feel to do today. This is me. I'm Brother Truck. Amen. Glad to be here. Amen. I feel to turn in the Bible to Isaiah chapter number 66. And we're going to read. It says, who? Verse number 8. Who hath heard? Well, let's go back to verse number 6. A voice of noise from the city. A voice from the temple. A voice from the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. God's fighting for you. Says there was a voice that came from the city. There was a voice that came from the church house. And there was a voice that came from the Lord. Verse number 7. And I've got my Siri over here talking. I don't know why. Why are you talking to me? Verse number 7, it says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. And then it says, who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? But no. Then it just kind of gives us a clarification. Zion was doing something. There was a noise in Zion. There was a noise in the church. Maybe I was feeling a little bit like Mother's Day. But Zion travailed. Yes. Mothers, Zion travailed. Zion travailed and she brought forth her children. Amen. The church got to praying. The church got to travailing. The church got to releasing the sound of revival. The church started to raise her voice. And oh, there's something about it. Amen. There's something supernatural about it. Because when the church starts to raise her voice, when the church starts to lift up her voice, amen. Oh, amen. I've got to get desperate about it. Amen. I've got to make sure that heaven hears me. For whenever the church lifts up her voice, amen. God, amen, starts to raise his voice. Amen. God starts to lift up his voice. And it says, amen. Oh, in verse number 6, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. God steps on the scene and God says, hey, amen, I hear the cry of my people. I hear a cry, amen, from the saints of God. I hear my children, and I'm going to step on the scene. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Right. Amen. Verse number 2. Sorry, number 3. And God said, let there be light. And God what? Sorry, in verse number, let's go back to verse number 2. It says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse number 3. It says, and God said, God spoke. Amen. There's always been a sound that's been associated with the moving of God. There's always been a sound, amen, that is associated with transformation. Feel that the Lord wants to help somebody in this house today. Maybe you've come and you haven't been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You've come to the right place. God can transform your life. God can change, amen, everything, amen, that's in your life that's going wrong. Amen, all of the drama, all of the dysfunction, amen, all of the addiction. Amen, God can break every chain. God, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, God can break every yoke. Said, let there be light, and there was light.
There was light.
Where there was darkness. Can I tell you where God does his best work is in the dark?
Yes. Amen.
whenever your darkness has got a hold of you, whenever your darkness is trying to keep you captive, whenever your darkness, amen, is trying to keep you and hold on to you and say, hey, don't go back to church. Amen. Don't go back to that place where there's a man that's just yelling at you and screaming at you. And oh, amen, I've come to tell you, amen, everything that we preach is coming from this book. Everything that we say, amen, is going to be preached from the Word of God. Amen. And oh, it started right in the beginning. And God said, let there be light where there was darkness. Amen. Where oh, there was dysfunction, where there was mess. Amen. Where life had thrown you so many blows. God can reach into your darkness. Amen. Acts 2 and 2, it says, and suddenly. Suddenly. Uh-huh. Well, let's go to verse number 1.
All right.
Because revival has a sound, but there's a precedent. And it actually starts in Luke.
Right.
Brother Sound Man, I'm going to drive you nuts today. Man, we're going to go to Luke chapter 24.
Right.
I think verse 46.
Sound good to you?
Yes.
Luke 24, 46. Yeah. And said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You understand why there's a preacher up here that's preaching and screaming and yelling. Amen. And oh, he's trying to get across the point. He's trying to get across the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says they're saved by the foolishness of preaching. He didn't call preaching foolish. Amen. But he said to those that don't have the Holy Ghost, it's going to seem like somebody's just up here yelling and screaming. Amen. But he said, preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Verse number 48, and it says, and ye are witnesses of these things. 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So here they are. They're waiting with anticipation. They're waiting, amen, for something to happen. And can I just contend that they were in the upper room? Amen. They were sitting there. They were praying. They were seeking God with supplication. They were seeking God with intensity. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, I just contend that they were up there just kind of sleeping and waiting. They were just up there. He said, you just tarry. He just said, you know, just chill. Go and wait. Until. The word tarry means to wait with expectation. And so how does revival sound? It starts 10 days before Pentecost ever arrives. With people that are in a room. Amen. People that are so, amen, waiting with anticipation and expectation. And I could just see him moving. I could see something happening in the spirit. Amen. It began long before, amen, the Spirit of God ever moved. Before, because can I tell you something? There's something that happens with a church that's waiting with expectation. There's something that happens with a church that says, hey, amen, before, amen, anything ever starts to move in the sanctuary, God, get a hold of me in my living room. God, get a hold of me in a prayer meeting. God, get a hold of me. Amen. Oh, I want the Spirit of God to move. But if he's going to move, I've got to move first. I've got to wait with expectation. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued. Until. Pow. Until. The Bible says, until you be endued with
power.
That's I know we like to say it. I know we love to say it. That's dunamis. That's dynamite power. Yeah. Until you be endued with power.
Yeah.
But it starts ever before that.
Right.
It started 10 days from there.
Right.
Wait in that upper room. Tarry ye until you be endued with power from on high. That takes us to Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Uh-huh.
He's saying the same thing.
Right.
And you shall be witnesses. You might be witnesses.
Shall.
You may. Shall. It says, you know what? When you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to be so timid you're going to hide it.
Come on.
This little light on mine. You know what? God's going to change you so much. He's going to make you walk right, talk right. Amen. Everything's going to be right. You're going to feel joy and peace, and you're going to just hide it. That's not the way I've seen it. But when God gets a hold of your life, when God starts to transform you, amen, oh, amen, that God would give us a remembrance of how we used to be. Amen, when God first brought us in. Amen, the zeal that we had when we first came to God. Amen, God, amen, He gives you power. And I've never seen somebody that gets the Holy Ghost and says, oh. But your neighbors are going to see you different. Your coworkers are going to say, what happened? What's right with you? What is it about you? I want what you've got. I want what you have. Amen. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when you get it, amen, there's something that comes over you. Amen. You're no longer timid. You're no longer shy. My pastor teaches it this way, preaches it this way, however you want to say. He says it this way. He says, shyness is a pocket of pride. Why are we shy? I wonder what they're going to say about me. Worried about what others are going to do. Quit worrying about what everybody else is going to say and just get the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, quit worrying about what everybody else thinks. Amen. Oh, I used to scream and shout for a football, but now I'm screaming and shouting for God who saved me, for God who redeemed me. Amen. Oh, and ye shall be witnesses. Ye shall lift up your voice. Ye shall. There's a sound that comes forth when you get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came... came a
sound.
Kind of sounds like the sound system right now. Not really. There came a sound. There was something that changed the atmosphere. There was a sound of revival. There's a sound, amen, that came into that room because there were people that were praying with expectation. There were individuals that were waiting and saying, God, I'm willing and I'm ready. They didn't say, hey, I'm going to dip out. I haven't seen it. It's day number 5. I'm done. It's day number 6. And you know what? Man, I don't know how much longer he's going to be. But day number 7, man, I've got to go do my Walmart pickup. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. I've got to do stuff. My grandmother. Y'all, I'm going to just tell you this. I have ADD, and so I've just got, God, show me which. Yeah. I've got like 1,000 paths leading to something. And so I remember my mother, my grandmother. My grandmother, I have her on recording. Mac, I remember when I was a little girl. She said, I came to California in a covered wagon. Whoa. That's like touching history. Like she when she passed, she had a 98 Oldsmobile. Man, them things rode so good. Okay, here we go. We're going back. My grandmother, she said it this way. She said, Mac, life was so easy, but life was so hard. Life was so easy, but life was so hard. She She said, we'd wake up in the morning. I'd get everybody ready, all the kids ready. She said, some of them went to school, and then the others, they would go out with us into the fields, and we'd work. She said, I'd make sandwiches in the morning before we went, so we'd have lunch. She said, after we were done, we'd get in the car, we'd come back home. She goes, I'd put dinner on, I'd wash all the kids, we'd eat dinner. And she said, and then we'd go to bed. And nowadays, we wake up in the morning. We go put our wash in the dryer. We go out there and we take our dirty dishes and we put them in the dishwasher after we put those back in the cabinets. And then we go, oh, you know what? I've got to go pick up my laundry from the laundromat or from the dry cleaners. And then I've got to go through this drive-through, and I've got to go there, and I've got to go here. And then I've got to make sure first of all, I've got to check my phone and make sure everything. And what we've done with convenience is we've convenienced God right out of our life. We've convenience, and God is waiting. Amen. He's waiting on the shelf, and he's saying, oh, amen. We tend to take everything else, and we tend to, my phone is more important, and this email is more important, and this contact, I've got to contact this person and make this appointment, and I've got to go through this and do this. And what we've done is we've convenienced God right out of our life, and he's sitting there on, amen, the shelf. He said, come on, what about me? Where is my time? When are you going to spend time with me? Come on, I'm preaching to a church. Amen. There's a sound that precedes revival. There's a sound that starts long before you get into the sanctuary, long before you ever make it to church. I know this is a church that wants revival, that wants to see miracles. Amen. That wants to see souls say, hey, I want to ask, is there somebody willing, amen, to start the sound before you ever get into the sanctuary. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Let's lift our hands all over this house. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, the birth of the church didn't start with silence. It didn't start with those that waited and just said, hey, I'm going to keep my mouth shut until something happens. No, they were tarrying. They were praying with supplication. They were waiting with anticipation. They were waiting, amen, with expectation. God, I'm waiting on you. Whatever you want to do in this revival, whatever you want to do, God. Hallelujah. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There was a sound that put its stamp of approval. It didn't just stop with the sound of a rushing mighty wind. It says it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you remember, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, here we see again in Acts chapter number 2, the church has come together. Amen. The church has come. Amen. They're expecting, amen, God to move, and God shows up. And the Spirit of God sweeps into there. Amen. Oh, amen. It was the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. It signaled the arrival, amen, of the Holy Ghost. It signaled, amen, this is the birth of the church. Amen. This is the beginning. Amen. And God wanted to be, amen, no longer in temples made with hands, but now he's dwelling inside of his people. Now he's living inside of those, amen, that want him, those that desire him, those that said,
today. I'm pushing everything away. Amen. I don't want this world any longer. Amen. I'm going to tarry. Amen. I'm going to wait. God, I want you more than anything. God, I want the sound, amen, of revival. Amen. To open in life tabernacle. God, I want your spirit to move. I want to hear babies being born. Church, it starts with travail. It starts with prayer. It starts with a sound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and let's talk to the Lord. Sound of revival. Revival has a sound. Revival has a sound. In Ezekiel 37, it says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded." Verse 7. "And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone." Verse number 8. "And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them." Can I just contend this is maybe how those that hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost kind of felt? I'm here and I'm in service, but I'm still dead inside. Because there was no breath in them. There was no life in them. I'm here. The music, it sounds good. Everything feels good. I've come to preach. Is there somebody here that's expecting God to fill you? God to change you? God to... Why don't you let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost get a hold of you today? Why don't you let God's Spirit fill you today? Come on, let's lift our hands all over this house. Come on, if you walked into this place and you still feel like, oh God, I need deliverance. God, I need help, God. I need you to bring me out of where I'm at. God, I'm tired of being where I'm at. I hear the songs and I feel it. Oh, and it sounds good and it feels good. But God, I need your spirit inside of me. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, can I tell you? Amen. The sound starts before. Amen. But oh, it ends when God's spirit falls. And there's a heavenly sound. There's another sound. It's the breath of God that moves into your life and changes you. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 9, "Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind." "Thus saith the Lord God, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army." So now they're there, and they're feeling alive. "Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live." Amen. "And I shall place you in your own land. Amen. There's something that happens when the Spirit of God, amen, moves into your life. There's something that happens, amen, supernaturally. Amen. Oh, amen, I can't live without him. Amen. I don't want to die and go to a devil's hell. But God, get a hold of me. God, breathe into my life. And God, fill me with your Spirit. Hallelujah. Church, revival comes from revive. Vive means life. So revive means to live again. I want a revival. I want a revival that's not just marked by good songs and worship. Oh, that's not just marked. We did that. We clocked in and we clocked out on a Sunday. I gave my time. I paid something in tithes. I gave an offering. I came and I high-fived some people. No, I want it a little bit more than that. I want it a little deeper than that. Amen. We're nothing, church, unless God steps in, unless the Spirit of God moves, unless there's babies being born, unless, God gets a hold of us, of our hearts, and starts tugging, and there's conviction, and God says, hey, I want to move in. Is there somebody willing, amen, to lift up your voice in the sound of revival, in the sound of travail, in the sound? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's all stand across this house. Come on, let's lift up our hands and lift up our voice. That's it. Come on, let's tap into the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, let's tap in just like Joel 20. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's get to that place where we're praying for our neighbor, where we're praying for the city. Come on, there's a noise. There's a voice coming from the city. Can you hear it? It says, oh, help me. Oh, save me. Come on. Amen. Ah, they're depending on a church that's full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This city is dependent. Augusta's dependent on somebody. Amen. That's heard the sound of revival. That's felt the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, can you hear them calling? If you're in this house and you need this, if you need the Spirit of God to help you and to change you, maybe you've been frustrated. God, I keep doing the same thing over and over. I keep, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Is there somebody that's willing to say today, God, I'm putting my life into your hands. I'm going to lift up my voice to you. God, I want your Spirit inside of me. I want your Spirit to help me. God, I want you to change my heart, cleanse me and wash me and make me new. Come on, if that's your desire today, why don't we find a place in the front? Why don't we walk to the front with hands lifted and voice raised? And why don't we find a place to get alone with God and say, God, I want to be changed. God, I want to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. God, I want your Spirit to help me. That's it. Come on. Come on. I challenge you. Come on. You want to feel something different. You want the Spirit of God to help you. Are you tired of doing things, expecting different results? You got to break out of what you're normally used to. You got to break out of what you've been doing. And you got to say, God, I'm here, God. God, I'm opening up my life to you. I'm opening every door that I've closed, every door that I've locked, every room in my heart, God. Shine your light, amen, into my life. Shine your light into the darkness. Shine your light, God. Come on, church, let there be a sound of travail that comes forth. Let there be a sound of prayer that comes up. Come on, it sounds a little different. It sounds a little bit more intense. There's a cry of desperation in travail. Because it's only through travail that babies are born.